WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Like his friend Steven Spielberg, Brian De Palma is eager to shed his oddly youthful image. He's not interested in making cult movies and zippy, scary pop classics anymore. Now he wants to make what he perceives as a larger moral statement. And moral statements don't come much heftier than the one Casualties of War delivers. The movie is based on an actual incident in 1966 that was reported by Daniel Lang in a New Yorker article. It's about Daniel Erickson, played by Michael J. Fox. He's a green private who finds himself on a mission in Vietnam during which an atrocity is committed. At the behest of the platoon sergeant, Tony Meserve, played by Sean Penn, a village girl is kidnapped from her hut. Then she's force-marched through the jungle, raped by every member of the five-man patrol except Erickson, and murdered. The movie is undeniably gripping. From David Rabe's impressive, if preachy, screenplay, De Palma has fashioned the tautest, most expertly told Vietnam picture to date. It's a nightmare film with a whooshing forward momentum, and a sense of tragic inevitability that's almost overwhelming. It isn't as showy as some of De Palma's other pictures. His camera work is sinuous and deft, but it rarely takes center stage. And only in one sequence, in which Erickson is nearly blown to bits in the seeming safety of an infantry bathroom, does De Palma resort to his famous Hitchcockian suspense techniques. De Palma has set out to capture not just the physical horror, but the moral horror of what Vietnam was. And at that, he's succeeded. He uses Michael J. Fox's sitcom blandness as a kind of shorthand. We don't need to understand this boy's background or upbringing. He's the kid from the Great American Living Room. Put him in the NAM and you've dropped a virgin into hell. And De Palma has designed a peculiarly sensuous hell. Pythons glide silently across jungle trails. Filigreed temples loom on bombed-out horizons. And on a sunny day in a friendly village, the guy next to you may suddenly cut off his joke in mid-punchline because his neck and chest have just been lanced by 100 tiny bullets. All of which may help explain why Sergeant Meserve and his cronies lose their moral bearings. But it doesn't save the movie from its central flaw. Nothing in Casualties of War ever makes us doubt that Meserve is a villain, or that Erickson is a hero who will seek Meserve's punishment. The movie can't truly explore the moral decisions it intends to explore, because those decisions have already been made for us, even before we walk into the theater. Should soldiers rape and murder native girls? Of course not. And if they do, should they be brought to justice? Obviously. Those answers are so plain that it would require prodigies of psychological excavation to make the questions even interesting again. The enigma of why decent men commit evil deeds is quite another matter. But, oddly enough, Sean Penn's power and the way De Palma has directed him wipe that mystery off the screen. Despite his grotesquely sullen public image, Penn is still an extraordinarily skillful actor, and the tobacco-spitting hyper-macho he brings to his character is electrifying. But he and De Palma make Meserve an unequivocal monster, like Robert De Niro's Al Capone in The Untouchables, or Piper Laurie's Demon Mama in Carrie. The result is thunderbolt storytelling, but there's no room in it for moral ambiguity. The kind of moral ambiguity that might have made Casualties of War not just powerful, but profound.